With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The U.S. will temporarily expand the amount of beef it can import from Argentina, thanks to an executive order signed by President Trump last week. Reports say the move is intended to help lower the price of beef, but the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said that isn't accurate. The proclamation increases the in-quota tariff rate quota for lean beef trimmings by 80,000 metric tons for the calendar year 2026. The additional imports will be entirely allocated to imports from Argentina and released into the U.S. market in segments four times throughout the year, beginning this week on February 13th. The White House said the action is intended to boost supply and make ground beef more affordable for American consumers, the reports say. The proclamation from the White House said the administration is acting in response to historically high beef prices and a prolonged decrease in the U.S. cattle herd. The Environmental Protection Agency announced a new federal registration for low-volatility dicamba herbicides in 34 states. This registration will enable U.S. farmers to have access to this important weed control tool in dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton. Bayer is launching the new registration as Striax dicamba herbicide, a restricted-use pesticide. With a federal registration in hand, we'll begin the process of seeking state approval, said Dr. Ty Witten, Bayer's Vice President of Commercial Stewardship. In the weeks ahead, we'll launch applicator training opportunities and stewardship education to help ensure that growers and applicators have the best experience possible. The registration will enable the use of approved low-volatility dicamba herbicides in crop up to 7 days pre-harvest in XtendFlex cotton and up through R1 in XtendFlex soybeans. Bayer said Striax is intended to help manage glyphosate-resistant broadleaf weeds as well as other tough-to-control weeds. USDA officials say they remain on schedule to meet the late February rollout for the Farm Bridge Assistance Program. Payments are expected to begin flowing on schedule, and new digital tools are being introduced to streamline the process for producers. Richard Fordyce, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, speaking with Agriculture of America, said the agency's timeline remains solid as procedural steps near completion. As part of the program's rollout, the USDA plans to administer the program through login.gov, a federal portal already used by multiple government agencies. Fordyce said that will allow producers to access, review, and sign the required FBA forms electronically. He advised farmers to set up accounts at login.gov ahead of time to avoid delays once the forms are released. The USDA views the FBA program as an early test case for the broader use of login.gov in future farm programs. January runoff in the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City, Iowa was 1 million acre feet, which is 132% of the average. Runoff was above average for all of the reaches of the upper Missouri River Basin, even though most of the upper basin had below normal precipitation. This was due to above average temperatures causing early snowmelt. The updated 2026 calendar year runoff forecast for the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City continues to be below average. Runoff into the reservoir system was above average for the month of January, despite the dry conditions across the basin, said John Remus of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. With the below-average plains and mountain snowpack, we are forecasting a below-average runoff year for the basin, resulting in reduced flows from the reservoirs, particularly in the upper basin. The 2026 calendar year runoff forecast above Sioux City is 23.4 million acre feet, 91% of the average. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.